This holiday season, the Phallus Palace channel will have you falling in love and filling your holes. Tune in for our new lineup of original holiday films. Beginning this Friday night at 9, 8 Central, see the premiere of the new rom-com that's sure to be an instant classic. When Betty Bingus came to Strapsville, she thought the only thing that would be getting topped was the tree. Thanks to Mona Glasscock and her artisanal dildos, she'll learn the true meaning of the holiday season. Starring Rita, Sunny, and a horned-up granny, cozy up with your loved ones to watch Rita's holiday special.
Previously on today's Lucky Winner.
I'm the manifestation of your ADHD. I work differently in the dreamscape.
Jesus Christ, you can poof stuff in here because you are me.
Bingo, baby!
I can't make a close enough copy for it to ever truly feel like you're in here, so I make different themed versions of you. They're as close as I'm gonna get.
Wait, you mentioned a note from Kyle? What does the note say?
So, major bummer, but the DMV sent me to a re-education camp in a hell dimension. I think it would take too much juice for me to try to blast open a poof to Earth, but maybe with you helping on the other side, we can manage to bust a hole open between here and the dreamscape. Get me the fuck out of here, kid, okay? They only have instant coffee. The only thing on the TV here is a brainwashing channel and the Hallmark channel. I can't fucking do this. Ugh.
Are you sure you understand what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, I take this little whatchamafuck.
Rift detector?
Which you've slapped this thingamashin onto.
That's the thing that makes it so you can take El Bicho into the dreamscape. You've used that before.
Uh-huh, and does it have a name?
No.
So what do I call it?
This thingamashit will make it so you can take the rift detector into the dreamscape with you. Yes. Do you remember what you do with it once you're in there?
Of course I do.
Really? Because historically you aren't great at remembering verbal instructions.
I know that. That's why I wrote everything down.
Are you sure that the piece of paper will go into the dreamscape with you?
Oh, little buddy. Oh, my dude.
What?
I am the paper.
What? What am I looking at? I mean, I see you're flashing your tits again, but I don't understand what's going on here.
I wrote the instructions on my... God damn it! God damn it to hell!
Ah, the big smudges all over your chest and tummy are the instructions.
They were your instructions.
Do you really need them? You said you remembered what to do once you got in there.
I remembered to write it all down on my tummy. I immediately forgot the instructions once they were written on there.
Hold on, I see a couple letters here. Did you write them all on here backwards?
Well, how did that happen? I was checking it in the mirror as I... Okay, I answered my own question.
Rita, I really need you to have a handle on this. I need to actually get some fucking sleep or I'm not going to be any good for saving your dad or the world. I need you to see if you can find a place where the barrier to the dreamscape seems thinner. We have to find a way to save your dad. The artificers at the workshop have improved the rift detector so much they can actually find spots between dimensions that are most likely to tear open. Spots that are looking a little thinner. They can preventatively reinforce places. It's genius. You can give me a quantitative measurement of just how thin a spot is using the detector. That's why it's going to help us find the best spot in the dreamscape to try to get Kyle. You'll need to find a few, because some may be better than others. I need you to find them and leave some kind of breadcrumb trail, so we can follow them later when Viv and Keegan help us make a temporary opening for him to escape through.
Okie dokie.
Were you listening?
Yeah.
What did I just say?
Come, bread. Bread come. Find bread.
Are you even thinking about Kyle? This is to save your dad.
I am thinking about my dad. I can't shake the fact that he's only got the Hallmark Channel to watch. Then that got me thinking about the holidays. And then that got me thinking about how there aren't really any fun, romantic, gay holiday movies. And then that got me thinking that it would be fun to try to workshop my own gay holiday movie screenplay in the dreamscape.
You know what? I'm pleasantly surprised that your train of thought wasn't totally off the rails. Okay. All right, repeat back to me what parts you understood. Quickly, my melatonin should be kicking in any moment now.
Okay. So I go to the dreamscape and... Wait. Okay, what's this thingamashit for again?
Ah!
Jingle bells, 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 jingle bells. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Rita arrived in the infinite hallway holding one of the modified rift detectors. It was made with a camera like the original one Dawn made, but the camera base was an old Nikon D60. The flash had been replaced with a green stone that emitted a soft glow. There were other adjustments to the camera that Rita couldn't make heads or tails of because she was neither an artificer nor a photographer. The rift detector hung from her neck by a camera strap, and she looked through the digital display on the back of the camera as she walked.
A camera strap is not the kind of strap I come to the dreamscape for. Okay, gotta look for wibbly-looking spots on the screen. Oh, whoa!
Hey, dude!
ADHD! What are you doing? You scared the shit out of me!
I'm saving you!
From what?
This whole photography thing you got going on.
Listen, as much as I want to smoke and watch YouTube videos about haunted theme parks, I can't right now.
No. I want to help you workshop that gay holiday movie.
Oh my god, that's literally all I can think about.
I know. That's why I'm here.
We can't though! I have to do this. It's how I helped save my dad.
And you will, I promise. But don't you think you'll do a much better job trying to find a thin spot in the dreamscape when you aren't fighting your own brain about this gay movie stuff? You're hardly paying attention.
You're right. I am so fucking bored.
You've been at this for hours.
I'm pretty sure it's been less than 5 minutes, but it does feel like it's taken an eternity. So you're probably right.
Come on! Come workshop the movie! You can do your camera thingy while you work on it. You're about to get a new body tomorrow.
Shut up!
What? It's just us in here right now.
You can't know that because you're me, and I'm not even sure that it's just us in here. What if Dawn followed me into the dreamscape and overhears you?
You're fine! Have you considered that the new body that Carl has for you might not operate the same sexually?
Oh, gosh. Well, I guess since you're asking, I've obviously been a little concerned about that.
Yeah. Will your new body be as limber as before? Will you be able to hold your breath indefinitely?
Oh, no. Oh, God, no. Well, I still have that extra special spot on my... You know, the reason I can never get a professional massage or see a chiropractor or sit in a massage chair at the mall.
Yeah, that unlikely erogenous zone.
That unlikely spot that unlocks my ability to turbogasm. The orgasm's so big it would kill a human instantly. Oh god, what if my new bot doesn't have that special spot?
I mean, it'll likely have a G-spot or a P-spot.
You and I both know that both of those are amateur hour when you've experienced a turbogasm.
I know, dude. I know. That's why it's so important you have a fun time making your highly erotic gay Christmas rom-com.
You've made some really excellent points. You promise that we'll finish my task from Donnie while we're making the movie?
I promise we'll finish the movie.
But we'll finish finding the thin spot in the dreamscape too, right?
Oh, who can say?
You can say.
I'm part of you. What do you think?
Yeah. I'll totally do this boring thing while I do the fun thing. I'm just working with how my brain is wired. I'm embracing my neurodivergence.
Embrace the hell out of me, dude.
Bring it in. I'll just make sure I don't lose track of time. I wouldn't procrastinate on something this important.
Not on purpose, at least. Come on, I made a room for you to write your movie in.
You made me a room? You can do a whole room?
Let's be real. I'm the reason you make most of the rooms in here.
Yeah, you got me there.
Here we go. Go make the next holiday masterpiece. Bask in the glow of a made-for-TV movie Christmas. Have a conventionally beautiful actress touch all your spots while the camera tastefully pans over to the stockings hanging over a crackling fireplace.
Huh. This is the door to the South Dallas Phallus Palace.
Yeah, and my thinking was that Hallmark would never play a movie you wrote, but if another brand had their own channel, they might. The Phallus Palace seemed to be a perfect fit.
I don't know. I've purchased some things at the palace that I could barely get to fit.
dildos. All right, dude. I will catch you later.
You're not coming with me?
Rita, I'm part of your brain.
Yeah?
I'm always inside you.
Oh, yeah.
Go make a movie, kid. I'm gonna go try to distract that little Victorian Casper son of a bitch so you can make your movie in peace.
Oh yeah, so I was trying to recall the plot of Animorphs the other day, and he really seemed to dig it.
Oh, thanks for the tip. I'll be chilling with Bertram. See you later, masturbator.
Bye.
With the manifestation of her ADHD gone, Rita stepped through the South Dallas Phallus Palace door. She found herself in the town square of a small town. Rock salt crunched between her boots and the sidewalk. The town was decorated for the holidays with a large Christmas tree in front of City Hall and all the street lamps dressed in tinsel. She surveyed the old storefronts and her eyes stopped when she read the hand-painted sign on the store at the opposite corner of the crosswalk.
Holy shit. Glasscock dildo merchants? Gosh, my ADHD is the fucking best.
Rita ran, like a fucking ding-dong, to the dildo shop. Stepping inside, she was greeted by the most incredible displays of dildos she'd ever seen. And she's seen a lot of dildos.
If I could die, this would be the kind of heavenly dimension I'd want.
Mona Glasscock, where have you been? Have you seen this? We're finished. The store is toast. This is going to be our last holiday season.
What? Pause. Okay, what does this paper say again? Binga Smart to open 24-hour dildo shop in Strapsville. Okay, all right. I see which story my ADHD liked the most. I'm into it. Okay, so I guess I'm playing the lead match. So I'm Mona Glasscock. All right. Time to be a star. Play!
Do you see this?
I can see it, but I can't read it. Stop waving that thing around. Binga Smart to open 24-hour dildo shop in Strapsville. Oh, Dickie, I'm not worried at all.
Not worried? We can't compete with these prices. Nobody will want to stuff their stocking with our dildos anymore.
Their prices may be low, but so is their quality. We make every single dildo in this shop ourselves. We do custom orders. I don't think Bingusmart can compete with us. Nobody can stuff a stocking the way we do.
Oh? Oh yeah? Read this part.
Newly appointed Bingus Smart CEO, Elizabeth Bingus, daughter of the recently deceased founder of Bingus Smart, Gaylord Bingus, describes some of the perks of the new store. Our new Build-A-Bingus stations means that you can build a dildo that's perfect for you. The new Strapsville store will be one of the first in the country to have one. Simply answer a few questions about what you're looking for in a dildo using the handy touchscreen, and the attached 3D printer will whip up your new bespoke toy in a matter of minutes.
See? Minutes, Mona! Minutes! How long does it take us to make a custom dildo?
What, 4 to 6 weeks?
Back in my day, it took us 4 to 6 months to make a single dildo.
Oh, Grandma, what are you doing here? You should go home and get back to bed. The doctor told you to take it easy, and you wanted to come to the tree lighting tonight.
I saw the paper. If this is going to be our last holiday season in the artisanal dildos department, I won't stay in bed for a second of it. It isn't Christmas without dildos, and I don't have many Christmases left.
A custom dildo in minutes. We're done. It's over. Our great-great-grandma Glasscock is rolling in her grave.
A dickie. You know she was cremated, as were her wishes. Her ashes were turned into the glass dildo that sits on the mantle.
Of course I know that. It's a figure of speech, Grandma.
Do you kids know what this is?
That's the first dildo you ever made.
That's right. This was my first dildo. Made it myself. It was hard to find parts for making artificial dinguses on account of the war effort. I was fresh out of school, and I wanted to prove I could make one worthy of the family business. I took apart an old clock, and I carved this part out of an old oak tree. Do you know how difficult it is to get the veins to look like this when you're whittling a willy? This part right here actually moves. Made it a little coal-powered motor. I had to really plan ahead and save some coal if I wanted to clean my cat.
It's beautiful work, Grandma, but I don't want you to worry. No 3D printed dildo will ever come close to the hard, long hours we put in pounding away on these dildos. This isn't our last Christmas.
Oh, you really believe that, don't you, Mona?
I do, because this is a holiday special and it has to have a happy ending.
What are you talking about?
Grandma, you're getting tired and confused. Why don't you go rest at home until the tree lighting? Aren't you going to put that back on the display shelf? What are you doing with that?
What am I doing with it? Make sure you ring the bell when you come around to pick me up later. You hear me?
Yes, Grandma.
Good for her.
I just wish she'd... What's this? Why do you have an old camera? Is this why you were late? Is your new hobby of the week photography?
Pause. Might as well take a little look-see around here with the rift detector since Dickie so kindly reminded me. Nothing. Nothing.
Rita paused and looked at the large window with a view to the town square. She looked back down at the view screen, where the image of the window looked like it was under a vertical sheet of water. It was lightly undulating, distorting the image in the rift detector.
Okay. Now I've got to see just how thin this spot between dimensions is. Good thing I'm a fucking genius, and I wrote her instructions on my arm. In permanent marker this time, so they wouldn't... Jesus, tap dancing Christ! The instructions didn't fucking make it here, too! What are the fucking rules of this place?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Rita's hands hovered over the buttons on the rift detector, putting all three of her brain cells to the task of remembering the instructions that Dawn had given her. She recalled thinking she should write them down. She remembered thinking that she should use a permanent marker so it wouldn't all get smudged like her tummy instructions. And she remembered thinking that she should write them someplace like her arm so they wouldn't be backwards from the mirror. She felt like steam was about to pour from her ears as she struggled to recollect a single verbal instruction she'd heard from Dawn.
Okay. Something about... cum. Bread cum! I need to leave some sort of visual marker, like a trail of cum, so we can find this spot later. Must have to do with bread. Anyway. Okay. First, she needs me to figure out how thin this spot is. Okay, so this little button isn't red or anything, and then what does that do? Okay, that literally just took a picture. And there's my finger in frame. Oh! Well, the corner of the picture. It says 78%. That's right, she told me it would give me a percentage. A percentage of what, though? Do I want the percentage to be low or high? Oh! This dildo will be how I mark this spot, and it's estimating dick size, yeah? That's between 7 and 8 inches. I'll just remember that the size of the dildo is relative to the percentage here. I am killing it. Oh no, what if I do if there's a percentage that's like 20%? Now I'll figure that out if it comes up. Okay, where was I standing before? Okay, I'm Mona Glasscock. Mona. Okay, play! I got this camera out to take some pictures at the Christmas tree lighting in the town square here in a little bit.
Oh, since this is probably the last year we'll be making a glass cock to top the tree, it'll be nice to get some pictures.
It's not the last year. I'm taking pictures to add to our website. We're gonna be fine, Dickie.
What are you doing?
I need to borrow some dildos of varying sizes.
I've told you, you can't do that. It's a health code violation.
Silly goose. These aren't for my holes. They're for marking potential holes in this dimension.
Have you been handling the mold-casting chemicals without wearing your ventilated mask again?
Of course. I like to get a little high when I'm casting molds for my beautiful peepers.
Where are you going?
It's the holidays, Dickie. I'm going to take some pics of the decorations around town, and I'm going to spread some cheer.
With that many dildos, I don't think that's going to be the only thing getting spread.
Rita walked around her imagined town of Strapsville, looking through the rift detector as she enjoyed the decorations and the snow. She stopped in her tracks when she saw another mirage effect over a car parked in front of the Strapsville Herald office.
Oop, found a wibbly spot. Whoa, 90%! Still don't know if that's a good or bad thing. But what I do know is that I'm gonna leave this 9-inch dong here to mark the spot.
My, that's an awfully generous gift from someone I've never met before.
Huh?
That girthy dong, you stuck it on my car.
Oh, this is your car.
Yeah.
And you are?
Betty. And who are you? I'd like to know someone's name if they're gonna give me dick.
It's, pause. No. I think I'm going to need a different actress if I'm going to get into this. Oh yeah, that's much better. Okay. Rewind. Okay, stop. Play.
Betty. And who are you? I'd like to know someone's name if they're going to give me their dick.
Baby!
What?
I mean Betty. Betty. My name is Mona. Mona is my name.
Nice cock, Mona.
Oh, thank you. I made it myself.
You made this?
Yeah.
The craftsmanship is beautiful. Do you cold cast your own mold?
Wait, are you a dildo artisan too?
I mean, I used to be. It's really a passion of mine, though.
Mine too. My family's been making them for generations.
My family has too, but I don't think they care about artistry like this anymore. You do beautiful work.
Well, you can keep that one, as long as you don't move it.
As long as I don't move it? What am I supposed to do with it if I can't move it?
Here. You can have this one, too.
Is this one mobile?
Extremely. You can put it wherever you want.
Well, I'm not from here, and I've got some time to kill before I need to be at the tree lighting ceremony later.
I'm going to that too!
If you're not busy until then, would you want to show me what Strapsville is all about? And maybe you could show me some places to put this stick you've given me?
Are you...
Yeah, I mean, strap and...
Strap you know, on, in me you meant and... for... To do a... In you.
Yeah, to do a sex. Yeah. A gay sex.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, let's make this fucking Yuletide gay!
Jingle bells, 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 jingle bells.
Have yourself a gay little Christmas. Let your heart be gay. From now on, our troubles will be oh so gay.
Being gay is out of sight.
Have yourself a gay little Christmas.
Gay sex Christmas.
Make the Yuletide gay. Through the years, we'll all be gay together. If the gays allow,
fuck the fiends, what do they allow? I'm gay.
Hang a gay little star upon the highest bar.
What is a bow? To celebrate Christmas for it to be gay. The whole thing can be gay. Gay.
Rita? Rita?
No.
Are you still singing?
You're phoning it in.
I'm not phoning it in. I'm done.
I'm doing the fucking movie and I'm acting in it. And I think you're phoning it in.
I'm not phoning it in. You asked me to make the song gayer.
I asked you to do the one thing. Get
yes,
creative.
I did the one thing. You didn't say get creative. Had, you okay? said make it gay. I put the word gay
in. I'm in an entire movie about dildos. I'm acting in it. I'm directing it.
You cannot deny this is the gayest version of this song.
That's fine. I'll fix it in post.
You'll fix what in post? I'll fix
it in post. God. Fucking diva.
Child. Rita and, I'm sorry, Mona and Betty went back to Betty's room at the Strapsville B&B. Betty lit the fireplace, and soon thereafter, Mona, quote, went down her chimney with care. What the fuck does that even mean? You know what? I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Anyway, Rita and this rom-com dreamscape version of Sunny went to town on each other, and Rita enjoyed her last dreamscape romp before she traded in this body for the permanent one that Carl the Warlock would be giving her in the next day. Rita had... Oh my god! What the fuck is that? What are you doing? How does that
good for... Where are you putting that? How is that? Oh my... Jesus Christ!
Well, I just learned where that weird erogenous zone is on Rita, and I had to witness a... turbogasm.
Oh. God, I hope her new body doesn't have one, too.
Whatever. You get it? It's Christmas, and they fucked each other's brains out, okay?
Woo! Happy fucking holidays!
I can't remember the last time someone decked my halls like that.
Oh. I'm just glad I got to show you one of my artfully designed peens in action.
After the tree lighting later, would you want to get dinner and talk business? I'd really love to buy some of your designs to put into production at my new store.
New store? Wait. Bingismart? Oh my god, Betty is short for Elizabeth. You're Elizabeth Bingus.
Yeah. The Build-A-Bingus stations are the future of Bingismart, and I'm moving here ahead of the store being built to make sure everything goes according to plan. I'm here looking at houses.
Your soulless, mass-produced baloney ponies are gonna put my family out of business. The Glasscocks have been making artisanal schlongs for centuries, and your shitty printed decks are gonna put an end to that.
Oh, so it's my fault that you won't get with the times and find a faster way to make your meat whistles?
Oh, here she goes.
Yeah, here I go. It's not my fault your family's bad at business. I looked at your output time when we were looking at Strapsville for our new location. 4 to 6 weeks? People don't want to wait that long to get some dong.
I may be bad at business, but at least I haven't stopped being an artist. Have you ever even made a dildo before?
Of course I have.
Uh-huh, sure. When was the last time you took the materials into your own two hands? You worked it just up and down and in and out and morning to night, tirelessly crafting that weapon of ass destruction until you had art in your hands.
It was...
Uh-huh, that's what I thought. You can't remember.
You're really leaving? Can't we talk about this?
I am leaving. But I just want to leave you with this. Do you think anyone could rearrange your insides the way I did with one of your big box store booty slammers? I thought about every inch of that flapdoodle when I made it. I studied anatomy, physiology, and Spanish.
Spanish?
Yeah, that had nothing to do with the crafting dildos. I just think it's a smart idea to learn Spanish.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Yeah, of course.
I'm getting off topic. I studied my craft, and I thought about making something to bring people pure pleasure. That is why mine take 4 to 6 weeks to make. Can you say that about your Build-A-Bingus stations and your 3D printed pork swords?
I can't.
That's what I thought. And I think you'd wait a lot longer than 4 to 6 weeks for the chance to get some dick from me again.
That's it? We have the same interests? You trimmed my tree so many times I lost count, and I have no chance of seeing you again?
Unless there's a Christmas miracle and Bingismart doesn't destroy my livelihood, then no. I have no reason to see you again. Keep the salchicha I gave you.
The what?
Híjole. No se me ocurre otra palabra divertida para pene en inglés, okay? Necesitas aprender español.
Just keep the dildo I made you. Even sellouts deserve to have a Merry Christmas.
When Rita closed the door, the scene changed. It was nighttime, and a downtrodden Mona stood in the crowd at the Strapsville tree lighting ceremony with Grandma Glasscock standing next to her. The glass cock that Mona had blown sat proudly on the stage, where the townspeople waited for it to be erected and illuminated atop the massive Johnson fir in front of City Hall.
What's wrong, Mona? You look physically satisfied, but extremely depressed.
Oh, damn. Mental note. Physically satisfied but extremely depressed. That'd be sick on a shirt.
What?
Oh, nothing, Grandma. It's just... Have you ever thought you were really compatible with someone, but there's just one thing about them that's not?
Oh, I see what happened.
What?
You and Betty Bingus.
How did you know?
Oh, she's beautiful. You have a lot in common, and I saw her walking over there, and she's got the telltale walk of someone who's just spent some time getting railed with a corporal whanger.
You could really tell all of that just by looking at her?
Well, that and Muriel, who owns the bed and breakfast, called to yell at me because my granddaughter helped Miss Bengus break the antique sleigh bed she has in that room.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't worry. I don't even like Muriel. Betty's got the money to replace it. You really like her, don't you, sweetheart?
I thought I did. But I think you might be right, Grandma. I think this is our store's last Christmas.
Well, if that's the case, we'd better have a nice time watching this tree lighting.
It's probably the last year that I get to make the tree topper for Strapsville.
Enjoy my enormous glass cock this year, folks. It's probably the last time I'll be asked to top anything.
Well, judging by who's walking onto the stage right now, I think you might be doing a lot more topping than you think.
Huh?
Hello? Hi. Before the mayor comes up here for the cock raising and tree lighting, I just wanted to say a few words. Oh, I'm Elizabeth Bingus. I was going to be building a Bingus Mart here in Strapsville until an incredible woman gave me this. There is nothing I sell at Bingus Mart that compares to this, or the glass stick she blew herself that's about to top your tree. I used to be an artist myself, but I haven't been in a very long time. Here's your Christmas miracle, Mona. There isn't going to be a Bingus Mart in Strapsville. You all have a place to get your dildos, and nothing our machine spits out in 4 to 6 minutes can compare to what the artists at Glasscock Dildo Merchants take 4 to 6 weeks to make. You were right, Mona. I'd wait a long time to get dick from you again, a lot longer than 4 to 6 weeks. If you can forgive me, I'd still like to take you to dinner. But I don't want to talk business. I want to talk pleasure. Happy holidays, Strapsville. Thank you.
Go get her, Mona. Mona? Oh, she's already left. Shit, she was mine right home.
Mona hadn't waited for Betty to finish her speech before she started running. She pushed past the crowd and found Betty at the edge of the stage.
Betty!
Mona!
Wait! Let's get dinner.
You're not gonna stay to see them top the tree?
I'm looking at someone I'd like to see topped a lot more than a tree. Isn't that what the holidays are all about? Not the presents, not the trees, not the giant glass cocks, but the people. The people worth stuffing a stocking for. That's what the holidays are about. Rita, wake up. Oh, where the fuck?
Let's get dinner to go. We can go to your studio and make art and make love.
Hell yeah, you can make me go turbo again.
Ah! Ow!
Fucking finally! It's nearly noon!
That didn't feel turbo at all.
Morning, baby. You slept like a rock. I'm just home from my lunch break.
I had the most fantastic dream. You were there, and you weren't there?
Good. Doesn't sound like I wanted to be there. You were moaning and talking about going turbo.
Oh.
What?
Nothing. Going turbo is probably just nonsense dream stuff, right, baby?
Sunshine, you don't need to lie to Donnie. It's Christmas. Going turbo is referring to a turbogasm.
Gross.
Which is a
gross
thing where...
No, I don't need to know. Wait, did you just say it's Christmas?
Sweetie, do you actually know when the holidays start? I'm beginning to think you don't.
I'll show her a calendar later. Did you find the thin spots? Do you know where we need to go to save your dad?
I did, and I marked them all according to the percentage on the corner of this rift thingy.
Wow, that's actually way more helpful than I even asked you to be.
Thank you.
So you found one within the percentage range we needed?
Yeah. I found one at 90%.
Dude, way to go! A 90% chance at getting through is amazing!
Yes, because obviously I remembered that the higher percentage was better because it was a probability thing, of course.
Well, get dressed. We gotta go drop your shirts off at the strip club and then go see Keegan to talk about what we need to do next to save your dad. I'm gonna go have a quick lunch and then we need to go.
Hey, Sunshine.
Yeah?
How much longer do you have on your lunch break?
Long enough to do that thing that makes you turbogasm, if that's what you're thinking.
Yes. Merry Christmas to me.
Okay, I need to pull up a calendar and explain the holiday season to you and how it's nowhere near Christmas right now. Is this because you don't always experience linear time?
No, later. I'll learn later. It's fine. It's fine. I put the phone down. It's fine.
Okay. Later.
Fuck yes. Stuff my stocking.
Okay. Now this is gonna bug me.
Baby wants to go turbo!
Hey, little buddies. Happy whatever you celebrate. Just the usual stuff. Check out the episode details to see everyone's social media handles. You can find the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at the handle @LuckyWinnerShow. And y'all are great at this, but I'll always remind you, the best way you can help us out is by sharing about the show on social media, telling your friends about it. We don't pay for advertising, and y'all do all our advertising for us, and y'all are great at it. Also, just another little reminder, which I do occasionally, if you haven't rated the show on your podcatcher of choice, if it supports ratings, that'll really help us out. That'll let people know what they're getting into, and it looks really good for our potential listeners to have a lot of good reviews. And if you can also subscribe to it on whatever you listen to it on, that helps us get higher in charts and get recommended more by algorithms. So subscribing really helps us out too. Also, check out the show details for the link to our Patreon page. In our Patreon, we had a really fun interactive scream. Yeah, we had a fun interactive scream. A fun interactive stream. Although we could just have like co-screaming. Anyway, in the Discord for our Patreon, we had a fun interactive stream last Sunday where we all played Jackbox games and we just hung out and it was very chill and very fun. And if you want to join us, you can join our Discord at the $1 a month tier, and it's tons of fun. Anyway, when you support us on Patreon, you can also get a shout-out at certain levels, like our friends Randy Lovings, Rachel Rachelson, Sewing Seraph, B. Trostler, Kelly Brennan, Damon Faulkner, Smriti Singh, Lucy, Wyatt Henderson, and Helen Clifford. So for my self-promo, if you are a late-diagnosed autistic and or ADHD person, self-diagnosis is valid, and you'd like some peer support just to kind of help you figure out, like, well, what the fuck do I do with this info now? Check out the coaching link in my show details. I've been doing it since this summer, and it is super cool, and helping other people helps me reflect on myself more, and it's been very rewarding. So the gang will be back February 1st with regular episodes. We'll be going on a short break. But until February 1st, y'all know I had to do something fun for y'all until we come back, because I cannot go a 1st or 15th without putting out some dick jokes. So until February 1st, when regular episodes come back, you'll get a little something fun from us. Have a restful holiday, whatever you celebrate. This time of year can be really hard. And personally, like, happy holidays kind of feels like a fucking stretch right now. I know I'm not the only one. So my hope for you is that you make it through relatively unscathed. And I hope you get some time to rest and to eat yummy food and do something you enjoy. And I hope you get to spend the rest of this year with people who love you. And I love you. And thank you for everything you did for us this year. Anyway, we will be back with a new regular episode on February 1st. But that's all I've got for y'all, little buddies. Stay safe, and until next time, try not to die.